I think we've got two options. We've got the option of using our own air power to diminish the capability of ISIS. We've got the ability to give weapons to the Kurds and to other groups who are fighting ISIS, or a combination of the two. And I think we should do so.
Britain should join in airstrikes and possibly follow the French lead in sending arms to the Kurds in particular?
Well, I think you've got the most reticent American president who has come to the conclusion that there is no real option but for the United States to use airstrikes. And I think that we should be alongside our ally in doing that. And I think that the French have come to a similar conclusion that the humanitarian suffering and the security risks cannot be dealt with by waiting or using humanitarian actions alone. This is going to require some military intervention.
You wrote in the Daily Mail this morning, where we have needed leadership, we found a vacuum. You're criticising David Cameron directly.
No, I'm criticising the Western powers in general. I think we've been too slow to act over Iraq. We have seen ISIS gaining strength for some time, and we need to be very clear they pose a very real threat to both the short-term interests of those in the region and the long-term interests more widely, including our own.
In what sense are you not criticising the Prime Minister? Because, after all, we're one of the major military powers in Europe. The French seem to have given a lead, and what you say implies that he's dragging his feet.
Well, I think that we must not be seen as the reluctant ally, and I think that we need to be very clear with the Prime Minister back today that we understand the severity of the risk being posed by ISIS and act accordingly.
Are you happy to be characterised as a hawk in this debate? Is that where you think Britain should be?
Well, if you think that President Hollande and President Obama are both hawks in this debate, then having decided to act, then I'd be very happy to go along with them. And I think that it's a question of what you think the logical conclusion is of the evidence that sits in front of us. It says that people are being slaughtered. It says that there is a destabilization in a very important region of the world. And it says, potentially, if we don't stop this, it will become a magnet for jihadists who sooner or later will be exported to Britain. For all those reasons, I think we're right to act.
As a politician, although not one currently in government, do you accept that there are real pressures on the government, on David Cameron, going into an election year, not to do anything which might so upset the electorate that actually he loses his grip on power?
In anything that you do in politics, you have to weigh the cost of action against the cost of inaction. And I think that the public are becoming increasingly horrified at what they're seeing in terms of the slaughter of civilians by ISIS. And I think in time they would become very aware of the growing threat to our security were we to do nothing. There is always a cost of action, and there will not be a cost-free option in this case. But you have to weigh it against the cost of doing nothing. And in this case, that could be particularly high.
Dr. Liam Fox.